Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. We're diving into the world of AI video generators, specifically comparing Veo, Sora, and Kling for creating those viral shorts. Exactly. With more than 3.6 million users jumping on Kling AI and 37 million videos generated, it's clear that people are really hungry for effective video tools. So we're here to break down the Veo versus Sora versus Kling showdown for 2025. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So what's the deal with these three tools? What makes them stand out? Great question. These aren't just simple video makers anymore, they're full engines. For instance, Google's Veo 3.1 is ranked number one because it hits a 100% lip sync rate with tested prompts. You know how frustrating it is when the mouth movement in a video looks completely off? Yeah, it's like watching a bad dubbing job, so Veo gets that right. But what about Sora? Right. Sora 2 is actually famous for its human motion accuracy. So if you need that perfect clip of someone diving into a pool or running, Sora is usually the go-to. But it does cap at 20-second clips, which can be tricky for longer. Shorts. So you'd have to stitch together multiple clips for a 60-second short, which can be a hassle. What about Kling? Alec, Kling surprised me, honestly. In a 72-hour test I ran, it scored a 9 out of 10 in camera physics, way ahead of Veo at 8 and Sora at 6. If you want those wild camera moves, Kling really holds its own. Interesting. And that's crucial for maintaining engagement, right? Nobody wants to see a coffee cup floating through a table. Exactly. Kling's handling of physics is impressive. It kept 95% accuracy in a complex crowd scene. Meanwhile, Veo was close at 92%, but Sora struggled a bit more with those interactions. Wow, I can see how that'd matter for product ads or action. Shorts. Now let's talk about the audio side of things. What's happening there? Audio is huge. For 2025, there's a trend towards native audio co-generation, which means the AI creates the sound while generating the video. Veo 3.1 really excels in this area. It scored 9 out of 10 for audio layering. If you're in a forest, you hear the wind and crunching leaves. That's fantastic. And you mentioned lip sync earlier. Does Veo still hold the top spot there? Yep, it claims that 100% sync rate, which is critical for talking head formats, especially in shorts. Sora is also good, but when it comes to pure dialogue sync, Veo and Sora are neck and neck. Okay, so audio quality is really important, especially since YouTube algorithms favor audio synced videos. What about the cost of production? You definitely have to watch your budget. Kling's Pro Mode costs about $9.60 for 100 credits, which might seem fine until you realize one credit only gets you 5 seconds. It can add up fast. Yikes, so you're saying users might end up spending $50 just to test ideas? Exactly. A pro tip here is to run your prompts on cheaper or free models first to check the composition before switching to the high-quality, credit-hungry models for the final render. That's smart. And it sounds like Kling is the one to use for high-volume content, right? Alex, for sure. A network using Kling 2.6 Pro generated 50 promo shorts a week and saw their average views per short jump from 10,000 to 25,000. That's a huge increase. Wow, that's impressive. But you mentioned Sora has limits, right? Yes, it caps at 20 seconds, which is okay for some use cases, but doesn't work if you want longer content. Kling supports videos up to 2 minutes and optimizes for 4, 8, and 12-second chunks, perfect for the fast-paced nature of TikTok or Reels. And what about mistakes users make? I hear Sora ignores prompts sometimes. Yep, about 62% of users report that. Sora can ignore subtle instructions. You type in cinematic mood, dark lighting, mystery, and it might just spit out a bright, sunny day. It's super frustrating. Oof, and I guess Kling isn't perfect either, right? Right. It can morph objects in about 22% of tests, and Sora sometimes drops resolution at 1080p, which is unacceptable for professionals. So what's the best way to get started with these tools? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Consider using a hybrid platform like AI Studios, which integrates all three models and simplifies your workflow. You can leverage Kling for action shots, Veo for dialogue, and Sora for that human movement accuracy. Smart. And there's the added benefit of stock assets to boost customization speed, right? Exactly. Using those can save you time and help you iterate faster. The demand for short-form video is growing rapidly, so it's essential to have the right tools in your kit. So to wrap things up, if you're looking for speed and action, Kling is your best bet. For audio and dialogue-heavy content, you can't go wrong with Veo, and for human motion, Sora shines. That's a perfect summary. Remember, it's all about picking the right tool that fits your style and workflow. Jordan, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.